So we continue today in Simen Nun Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the idea, continuing in the Ramon Sif Yotes, V'im hu son o yochol limchos bo kodem shehiskim alov. So remember again, we're talking about if the Shliach Tzibur is not liked by someone in the congregation, the ability of or the right of the congregant to be able to have the Shliach Tzibur removed. So again, we saw in yesterday's Mishnah Berurah the contemporary application of this idea. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Rama says that if someone goes ahead and is an enemy of the Shliach Tzibur, he can go ahead and object to the Shliach Tzibur's appointment before ultimately the Kehila went ahead and agreed to the appointment of this Shliach Tzibur. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on this and he says, So the Mishnah Berurah qualifies this and he says this is also assuming that we already knew that they were enemies. So we knew that they were enemies from beforehand. This was a state that was known to other individuals, and therefore again, you can't force someone to be the Shliach Tzibur. You can't force a Shliach Tzibur upon another individual. Therefore, Allah Almighty, if the person says, this person doesn't represent me, technically speaking, he is believed. So the Mishnah Berurah also points out in Nun Zayin, he says that all of this is if the animosity and the hatred between the Shliach Tzibur and the congregant existed before the Shliach Tzibur was appointed by the Tzibur. But if he was appointed by the Tzibur, if he was already appointed by the Tzibur, then halacha lemaisa, so the no one has the ability to go ahead and block the ongoing appointment of the Shliach Tzibur. And the Mishnah Berurah says, "Aval na'aseh son l'shliach tzibur la'achar sheskim alav." This is in Nun Zayin. Tzu ein hayochid yochol limchos. Ela shliach tzibur mechuyav lomar beferush yasra kina milibo v'yotzi ena b'tfilos. Again, if the Shliach Tzibur was already appointed, and then it became clear afterwards that there's animosity between the Shliach Tzibur and one of the congregants, so in that case, we make the Shliach Tzibur make a declaration that he harbors no animosity or ill will towards the particular congregant, and therefore, again, he is going to be motzi him in his tefilos. So the Prima Gadim quotes an interesting idea, which is that if you are the Shliach Tzibur, you don't have the right or the ability to have in mind to be motzi some and not others. It's an all or nothing proposition. So either you have in mind to be motzi everyone, or in fact you are motzi no one. And says the Prima Gadim, this is a very important point to go ahead and remind the Shluchei Tzibur of. That in order for them to go ahead and operate as an effective Shliach Tzibur, they have to have in mind to be motzi everyone who is present. The Mishnah Berurah goes, so let's continue on top in the Rama. Umishu hu soni l'shliach tzibur, lo ya'ale l'sefer Torah kishekari ha'tochacha. So similarly again, someone who is an enemy of the Shliach Tzibur should not get an aliyah when the Shliach Tzibur is reading the Tochacha. The Tochacha, remember again, is a situation, or not a situation, is a section, that details the various curses if we are in non-compliance with the laws of the Torah. So therefore the Rama says, if we know that a particular person hates the Shliach Tzibur, we don't want to give him the aliyah of the Tochacha. What we are concerned about is that, God forbid, perhaps when reading these curses, he may have in mind that they should devolve upon the Shliach Tzibur, and God forbid that we should have such a situation of such animosity between two Jews. Therefore, halacha lemaisa, again, one should not give an aliyah. Really, this is in general to the Tochacha. One should not give an aliyah to someone who we know does not have a good relationship with the Baal Korei. Halacha chaf. If somebody wants to daven for the Amud because he has the yartzeit, let's say for his father, and someone wants to go ahead and daven for the Amud for in the merit or memory of someone else, whoever the tzibor wants, that is the one who ultimately davens for the Amud. So look at the Mishnah Berurah. It's bishvil aviv perish shemes aviv for rotzel espala kiderach avilim ki atfila hi yosher mitzami amiras hakal. So the case over here is, we'll call him Reuven has yartzeit for his father, but then he wants to daven for the Amud. But then there's another individual, let's say, has, whether it's a yartzeit or some other significant reason to daven. So what's the halacha? Sif samich and the Mishnah Berurah yartzakal hatam de davka kaddish yachol omer bishul aviv ve'inrush espiadikal etchoso aval lo yachol liyo shliach hakal ulehispalel al karcham. So this is a very interesting halacha. The idea that Mishnah Berurah is saying is, even though technically speaking, when one has a yahrzeit, one technically has a right to daven, but that personal right does not supersede the congregational right to decide who the shliach tzibur is. So if for some reason, Reuven has a yahrzeit, but the shliach tzibur doesn't want him to daven, but instead they want Shimon to daven, that is the right of the tzibur to deny Reuven the omid and to give it to Shimon, even if Shimon does not have the same level of chiyuv. Meaning, let's say Shimon is not observing a yahrzeit. Nevertheless, the kehila has the right to go ahead and decide who is going to daven for the omid. Yesh makomos sheyesh lan takana beisakneses. There are some places that have a takon, an enactment in shul, that they don't allow an avel to daven throughout the week for the amid, but rather only the shliach tzibur. Ein litchos hatakana v'naasis mitnei amei aratzo she'inam yodim avina abrachos v'atilas v'orim tos v'ika zilusa l'kach tiknu afilu ala yodim shlo yispalim v'shum dolo v'esi litznuye. Sintra them in Mishnah Berurah quotes, and this is fascinating, that there were some kihilos where the custom was that no one would daven for the amid except the appointed chazan. And this was true even if a person had a yahrzeit. And the reason for this, explains the Mishnah Berurah, is in order to avoid people who are not qualified to daven from going up to the amid. Someone doesn't know the meaning of the tfilos, someone doesn't know the pronunciations, someone's Hebrew is not good. All of these types of situations would ultimately erode the sanctity of the prayer. Therefore, in some communities, only the appointed shliach tzibur would daven. Achin b'makom doleka takana minag kavua mitzvah la'akal lahaniach la'ava lehispalo shunachas ruach lameis umatzilo midino shalgenam. But where, if you live in a community where there is not such a custom, it is a mitzvah for the kehila to allow the aval to daven, because again, davening for the amid on a yahrzeit gives nachas ruach, gives peace to the deceased, and ultimately saves him from the judgments of Gehenim. Now, obviously, this goes without saying that this is only assuming that the son, let's say he was observing the yahrzeit, has the ability to daven properly. If he doesn't have the ability to daven properly, then not only is his tefillah not a help for the neshama, but it could actually, chas shalom, be detrimental to the neshama. So the Mishnah Berurah goes on, Umiyu, vadei kishen yacholach tocha osios kidome, elo lispalef ne'a amud. So again, certainly if the avel, however, can't, if the avel, or the person who has the yahrzeit, can't articulate the words properly, then he should not daven for the amud. So in Mishnah Magen Avram writes that if you have an Avel and a Moel, so remember a Moel also has a right to daven for the Amid, so the Avel is set aside in front of the Moel. The Yom Shemes Bo Avel V'Imo Shekarin Yartzei Dochel Moel V'La Avel V'Chol Zeh She'in L'Kamach Pidin Azav V'Yesh Rishus B'Yad HaKal L'Ivchor V'Hel Lahem Mishi Yertzu. So again, if you have an Avel and a Moel, ultimately the Moel sets aside, the Moel takes precedence to daven for the amid over the avel, but if it's someone observing a yahrzeit trumps the moel and a regular avel. However, the Mishnah Berurah again ends off with the caveat that the tzibur always has the right to decide who davens. Even though there are these hierarchies, again, that assumes that the tzibur is okay with the hierarchy. But if the tzibur decides to go ahead and circumvent the hierarchy because they want a particular individual to daven, that is within the right of the tzibur. So the Mishnah Berurah goes on. He says, "Hu yomar ubetfilas ma'ariv shu eino kineged tamidim rak kineged evarim pedarim efshar dein tzarech das bailim ve'ein akal yochala akiv lo avol espala ma'ariv demitzo shi espala mi shemes lo avim ve'imo mikomakom vada ilis kotid b'shul shum mitzvah matzibor kleim simin kaf siv katan samechei." So remember, again, it could very well be what the Mishnah Berurah is commenting over here, is that perhaps in the tefillah of Mariv, where Mariv is a Rishus, Mariv technically is an optional prayer, perhaps in a circumstance like that, we, on any Avol could daven even without the Rishus of the Tzibur, but the Mishnah Berurah comments and says, no, really, any time you're going to get up for the Amud, it should only be done with the consent of the entire Tzibur. To cause machlokes as to who is davening for the Amud ultimately undermines the best interests of the Kehila and even undermines the best interests of the Neshama. Chaf Aleph. Ein lemanol shliach tzibur al pisar oved gilulim Afapi Shirov Tzibor Chafetzin. Interestingly enough, you should not go ahead and appoint a Shliach Tzibor based on the recommendation of a non-Jewish ruler, even if it happens to be that this is the person that the majority of the Tzibor wants. Chaf Aleph, Afapi Shirov Tzibor Chafetzin Bo, Vasar Bikesh Me'amiyot HaMemanim Sheskimu Alav, Ki Chalila Lekabel Avodos Borino Idea of the Kochav Mazalos. The idea over here is that since this suggestion ultimately is coming from a non-Jewish source, therefore, halacha lemaisa, again, we would rather not accept. When it comes to avodas Hashem, to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every part of the process must be pure, every part of the process must be pristine, and can't be tainted in any way. So the Shulchan Aruch continues in Chaf Beis, Shliach Tzibor B'Sachar, Adif Tvim Yedin Dava. Actually, you know what, we'll stop over here, we'll pick up, because this sugya goes on for a little bit already onto the next page. So Meretz Hashem will stop with Sif Chaf Beis, Meretz Hashem will pick up with it on Sunday. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.